Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 339. This is the show where we talk about Android applications, but with one difference today. We're making a big change on the show, and let's just announce that. If anybody's gotten used to this format, I'm sorry. Things weren't working out the way we wanted them to with this format, so we're making a big change. Dror, why don't you tell them what we're doing?
Well, first off, it isn't that it's not working out, but we saw more opportunities outside of the U.S. Okay, long story short, we kind of got balled out, but the arrangement was we all have to move.
We don't have to actually physically move out of the country, but you guys are going to hate us for this. You won't be able to see Android App Addicts or hear us, quote, legally in the U.S. anymore. It was one of the, you know, the conditions of the agreement. So it's going to be a little harder to find, basically.
Yeah.
Well, and to be honest, I don't want to put it like this, but you guys really only have to blame yourself, okay? Market research shows iPhone are basically too popular in first world countries. So the influence of Android every place else in the world is insanely high. That's where like 89% of people have Android phones. And they honestly felt like our type of content would do better in a more friendly country to Android. And so it's everyone here who in the US who buys Apple, supports Apple in any shape or form, it's really your guys' fault. And I'm sorry to say that, but it's true.
It is true. Long story short, the way you're getting us in your normal podcast player or an iPhone, you will not be able to get us that way. We're only available in Finnish and Swedish software. So thank you to the new owners. This was just part of the conditions and we had to go along with it. That being said, we just totally wung this. This is probably the worst April Fool's joke we ever did. I just threw it over the door and I think he did a damn good job. All right. Well, just to make up for that, we're going to do a giveaway. We have a mug that we're giving away. Can one of you guys pull up a randomizer and throw in the number 560? Pop a number out and that'll be the winner of the mug. Eric or Dean is going to be shipping this to you.
Did you say April Fool's?
Yeah, I said this was the worst April Fool's joke April that we did. Hey. That was an April Fool's joke. That was April
Random
Fool's.
The giveaway is not.
No, right. This giveaway is for real. Legits.
Random.org min number one max number is what again?
560.
560? Okay.
And Eric, the winner is?
Number 285.
Wow.
285.
Did you go to middle of the numbers.org or random?
Random.
Okay.
All right. 285 is. Oh my gosh.
Don't say it.
What?
Don't say Ash again.
No, it's not Ash. Not Ash. It's Fred Gaines. It's PC Freddy.
PC Freddy.
Nice.
That's legit. Cool. I'll show you the screenshot.
Well, dude, now that you say that, I think I told him 2 months ago I'd ship him a mug.
Are you serious? He's making good.
No, I'm dead serious.
Oh, wait, don't look at that screenshot. That's all of everybody's email addresses. Probably turn that off.
Stop talking, Steve. We'll talk over you so it doesn't show up.
But I think I promised him one and I didn't. I'm a jerk.
No, that's cool. It was an early April Fool's joke. You were just joking when you said you were going to send him a mug.
I don't think he'll think of it as an April
So just, joke. You know what? He's going to have to fly into the Whiteside County Airport to come get it then.
Okay.
And while
however you want to do
and
it.
While he's here, he can take me for a ride too.
It's Freddy. You can make the conditions of shipment a little harsher. We do have another gift. Congratulations, Fred. We do have another gift to give away to an Android App Addicts Club member randomly. What do we got for him, Dror?
This is a Asus Zenfone 5. This is a 5-inch phone, extremely crazy light, really nice screen on it. Intel processor, okay? This has a genuine Intel processor. Battery life is fair to decent, but the performance on this thing rocks. I am genuinely, genuinely shocked at how well this phone performs, whether it's apps or just data speeds. I used it for a couple days. It is very, very lightly used still in all the original packaging. Gorilla Glass 3 on it. 8-megapixel camera, fair camera, not fantastic. But it also has a brand new Zen UI is what they call it. Huh. It's a very light skin on top of Android. So if you're a fan of pure Android, this is the phone for you. This phone will work on T-Mobile or AT&T. I will say that's a caveat. So if we call your name and it turns out you're a dedicated Verizon customer, I would ask that you please let us know and we give it away to someone who's on T-Mobile or AT&T.
Okay. All right. Well, awesome. That sounds like a pretty kick butt prize. Yeah. Can you pick a random another number between 0 and 560?
Between 1 and 560, and the number is 99.
And 99 is Peter Barini, Bo Dot Dot.
Oh, nice.
Very cool. He is a popular guy on the Google Plus.
Yes. Congratulations, Pete. I think Pete.
He's in the chat room sometimes, too. Not tonight.
Yeah, I've seen him in the chat. Very, very cool. And congratulations, and we'll get these out to you. Actually, both of you who are winners... well, I don't know if you guys already know Freddie's address. I'm not sure. Send an email to aaa@podnuts.com. Send us your address. We'll ship these out to you. If we don't hear from you, then you have approximately 2 weeks from the time this show airs to claim your prize. All right. Thank you for that.
I think with those two, we'll be okay. Giving prizes out. I know we had a little hang up on the first few things we tried to give away, but,
no, we didn't. People were claiming them and we just kept giving away new ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Since we're still on this Wednesday show.
All right. This is an email show. Let me read a couple emails. I know the guys are chomping at the bit to talk about more apps, but let's read some of your emails here because we have them and you send them to us and we want to read them.
Thank you for them, too.
Thank you. This one's from Dean. He says, I would like to share this app. It's for loading. Loading. Gmail's loading. It's for all of the Firefly TV series fans. This is a companion app for the up-and-coming Firefly online game that will be coming out sometime in the spring. This is Firefly Cortex, which one of us brought. No, not us. Like one of you guys brought.
Yeah, I think they were
brought. Last week or week before?
Oh, yeah. This email was from March 1st. I'm sure he's the guy that dropped the Iggy to me. And I'm the guy then that brought the app. So thank you very much, Dean. You get credit now, 2 weeks later. Kind of like a newspaper.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. Dan writes, Servers Ultimate. Dear Steve C., Eric, and Dor, I don't remember if you ever mentioned Servers Ultimate before, and to be honest, I'm too lazy to look at the spreadsheet. That being said, he's not too lazy to write a 4-paragraph email. He says, anyway, I thought I'd bring it to your attention. It's $2.99 in the Google market. It offers a ton of functionality for the price. Basically, the app is a, quote, stub that provides a graphical user interface through which you can configure various servers. I don't know what a stub is. What's a stub?
Just the beginning, just the front end bit to it.
Gotcha. Just briefly, I want to share one of the ways I use the app. I frequently tether my Nexus 7 tablet to my phone so I can access the internet on the tablet. Sometimes I need to transfer files between the devices. Neither my phone, the OnePlus, nor my tablet have an SD card slot. Obviously, transferring data to and from one device to the other is problematic. So what I did was install Ultimate Servers on my tablet and set up an FTP server. Now, when they are tethered, it's no problem transferring files. I use ES File Explorer, which has an FTP client built in to get the job done. Have fun. And in regards to show 328, the comments about beautiful women and pizza, I agree. The more beautiful the pizza, the better the women. Oh, wait, I think I got that backwards. And by the way, I don't know about you, but I am getting fed up with the political correctness crowd censoring the internet. But I'll rant more about that at a later date. Sincerely, Dan Gardner, San Antonio, Texas. Is this called Ultimate? This is Servers Ultimate. He was calling it Ultimate. Oh, no, he called it right. Yeah. Servers Ultimate Pro, $3.99.
Yeah, this is the kind of app, in my humble opinion, unbelievably good deal for the money. This is the kind of app that makes me believe Android has a place as a laptop/desktop operating system. You can literally be a local, like, home or Soho administrator, spin up servers, spin down servers with the grace of someone who's working at Google for 10 years kind of thing. This can make you really into an all-star local administrator.
Really? I know you've been using this for a while, and you always said it was really powerful.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's the same kind of thing he said. Anywhere I'm at, if something needs to get transferred or displayed, or we need to test a web server, or we need to do a fake email server just for this thing to work, load it up, connect to the network, start one up, done.
I see. That's so awesome. Really cool. Well, thank you, Dan, for bringing that. Really good stuff. We can't, you know, talk about that app enough. Next one's from Sam. The Sammies. He's talking about Sammies. He says, thanks for all the work that you guys do. Every now and then I go back and check the apps mentioned in previous shows. For all your listeners, if they want to check out the spreadsheet, I included the link at the top of my website, which is nodderswworld.com, or go directly to nodderswworld.com/AAA spreadsheet. So,
cool.
He says, remember, I'm still giving away any item on the website. The winner gets to choose. Dor makes a great QVC host. Sell the sizzle. Cheers. I think we said Dor was
a QVC. So are we, QVC do we need to give away a Sammy? Is
that- yeah, let's give away a Sammy. Yeah. So, Dor, can you pick another random number between 0 and 560?
Of course I can. Between 1 and 560?
Yes. Thanks, Sammy. And hey, shout out to all the people on the bus right now.
Exactly.
Totally. Hello, bus riders.
Okay. Random number, sorry, is 515.
Ah, that's what I thought you were going to pick. 515 is, it's Sam. No, I'm just kidding. he just left his name as Tom. Okay. Nah, this is going to be tough. It's Tom from Arizona. From Surprise, Arizona. That's the only information I can give. I can't give away the email address because that's how we know if you're really the winner. So Tom from Surprise, Arizona. Well,
give like the first part of his email address.
Why?
Don't give the domain off.
Why? No, Tom will know if it's him. There's not too many Toms in Surprise, Arizona who joined the club.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's enough, Dor. I was going to give the first part of it, but it's a... I'm not going to say.
It's going to be at gmail.com.
I was going to say.
I know. That's what I was thinking too. Like, yeah. I'm going to guess Gmail and I'm going to win a Sammy.
Yeah. He sounds like he's Italian. So you guys who are scammers, you could try to send us this Italian thing.
SpaghettiTom at gmail.com.
Tomarino at... Okay. Well, Tom, send us, actually, you got to contact Sam at nodderswworld.com. Pick out the Sammy that you want on his website. It's yours. And I love that Sam at nodderswworld.com. And that's KNOTTERS world.com. I love that at the top of his website where he sells these paracord bracelets is the Android App Addict spreadsheet link. It's
That's awesome.
It's beautiful. It is beautiful. Thank you, Sam.
And I was going to say, just go to Nodder's World and just poke around a little bit and look. And what you'll see is a guy with a lot of passion and with a lot of patience and with a lot of, dare I say, dedication. Because to do these things is not a 2-minute task.
No. And he's definitely not making these when he's driving the bus.
No way. There's no way he could make Brutus the Bulldog while driving.
I hope he's not anyway. All right. This one's from Ash. And Ash, she says, I think it's a girl. Yeah, it looks like it is. Dear Android App Addicts team, hello. I would like to point out that in episode 330 of your podcast, it was mentioned that this game, Chrono Trigger, did not work well on the S3 from the first review apparent for the app. However, I would like to clarify that the Chrono Trigger game, the official, not the emulator, worked fine on my device. And I do not have to be illegal to play the game. Anyway, thank you for your time. Keep up the good work. Best wishes, Ash Kuhlman. Sent from the Samsung Galaxy S3 Mini, not the S3. I believe you misunderstood that the S3 and the S3 Mini are separate devices at 32% battery charging. Smiley face.
First off, Steve, tip of the hat. Me and Cody accidentally gave Ash Father of the Year award like a year and a half ago on Length of the Rest of Us.
That wasn't then, Ash. Didn't you guys say it was like a...
I think it was Ash.
No, you told me about that. I don't think it was Ash. Oh, yeah. Yes, you're right. I'm sorry.
You did. And then like 2 weeks later, we found out we were idiots. But you, sir, correctly identified the gender. You get a tip of that.
There's a picture of her.
Not when we did it.
Right. That's because it wasn't Ash. You guys gave Mother of the Year to somebody. And it was a guy.
No. It was Father of the Year. And then we found out it was a girl.
That's not what you told me.
Hey, can I make a... Pete just happened to show up in the chat.
Awesome.
Dot. He wanted to know how to spell Knotter's World, because it's KNOTTERSWORLD. Because it's, it could be spelled a lot of different ways, but it's Knotter's World as in knotting. And Pete, congratulations, dude.
Yeah, good job, Pete.
I don't think he was here to know what we're congratulating him for at the time, but now he's here.
That's because Chuck told him.
Yeah, didn't tell him everything, I don't think.
He said he's a winner. All right. Winner, Jason writes, wanted to thank you for the gift of my Google Cardboard. As you can see, after a bit of head scratching and four-letter words, it's intact and functional. I'd like all AA fans to know this is one of the perks to listening in live on Thursday nights. So get yourself over to the AA Club, and you can have a chance at some swag. Battery at 88% sent from my Galaxy S5. That's from Jason. He's got pictures of his Google Cardboard, and looking pretty cool. Thanks, dude. Yeah, join the AA Club. It's at podnuts.com/AAA Club. All we need is name and email address. It's free. Will be free for the foreseeable future. And you're entered in every contest we have from this point forward. What do you think? Google Cardboard.
I like it. I haven't used it recently. I need to get back and revisit it and see what's new on it.
Right.
Yeah,
I keep telling myself I'm going to buy myself one, but my eyes are really bad, and I think it'll just lead me to get a blistering headache.
Well, just try it at least. If you don't like it, hand it over to the kids or the wife or something.
That's the same thing the kid told me in the school playground, and I was lost for 10 years after that one.
All right. Jesse writes, check out Glow Hockey. Hey, Dor, Steve, and Eric. This is Jesse in St. Peter's, Missouri. Check out this site hockey player that you can play with two players on one device. It probably works better on tablets. I'll put the link in the chat.
We had to have brought that. Let me look.
You think?
Glow Hockey?
That's an old one.
You brought it, right, Eric?
I think so. I think that's great.
This looks like an Eric app.
It was great. It's a great app. I remember playing it on the Nexus 10, I think. When I had that.
Well, Glow Hockey 2 was in episode 42.
Yeah, that's way back, man.
That's good. Who brought it?
Tim Timster.
That's right. Look at how high the contrast is. Amazing. Yeah.
Well, I will say this app, it has 957,000
my gosh.
Reviews.
That's amazing. It's got 100 million installs.
Yeah.
It worked well. It was, air hockey is one of those games. If I was to walk into an arcade with like my wife, air hockey, I know I can play. I know we'll both have a good time. And the games last a while. That's usually my go-to if it's open. It's usually not open.
That's people are using it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I agree with you. There's something alluring about it. Mm-hmm. You got skill, and if you beat a girl at it, it's like she could beat you just as easy.
She could have, but she didn't. So,
well, that's what I like about Glow Hockey is, yes, there's some skill involved, but there's also just some genuine luck involved. You know what I mean? If me and Steve C play 10 games in a row, it might come out 2-8. It might come out 5-5 kind of thing. And yeah, I'm with Eric. If I'm someplace and I see a physical air hockey game and like my son, dude, it is on like Donkey Kong.
I'll tell you, if it's foosball, just get out of the way. I mean, I was the foosball chairman in college. I rebuilt the foosball table and really optimized it. Oh, man, I was so good. Because see, here's the way to play foosball for real is you can't, you don't spin. You know how people like pull it up and spin? You're not allowed to spin in foosball. You could whack. Uh-huh. You get one whack. You cannot spin. So if you play the legit way, I have this move where I would take a guy. If you blinked, you would miss it. I actually take the center forward. I push him like 2 inches to the right while he has the ball at his feet. Then pull back and shoot it. So if the goalie's standing in front of me, I can just basically push the ball around the goalie and shoot it in without the goalie ever knowing what hit him. I would do it all day long.
I can't wait.
And that's why I was the foosball chairman. I had no other skills. I was also the beer chairman. Those were my two proudest moments in college, and I was good at those things. So I'm not claiming to be good at anything else.
When we get to Mexico City, man, it's on. I had a foosball table in my bedroom through my teenage years.
You did?
Yeah.
All
my friends came over.
Huh? Do you spin?
Like, I don't need to. Yeah, no, not really. Some people do, but no. It's whack. Yeah, it's definitely whack.
Okay.
I will just say,
high speed whack.
If I'm inebriated and playing, I'm sure I'm going to spin at least a couple times.
Well, you could spin by accident, but just if you know it's not the right way.
No, you jerk your hand, but you keep your fingertips on it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's fine. You know, that's fine. Spin like that. Yeah. But not like you can't let your hand off it and the guy goes spinning. Like, right. Right. Yeah. But you can spin a couple times as long as your hand's still connected, I guess. Well, actually, you know, he goes, forget it. I'm sorry. I don't want to bore people. but I'll play anyone. Name the place. I'll be there.
And then Steve, first thing he's going to do is put his headphones on and he's going to turn play on. You're the best around. And he's just going to annihilate.
I just might do that. Shane writes, check out Dot Heroes Whoop Whoop Ninja. Great new game I thought I'd like to share to all the Androidaholics. Fun and simple play. Much love, Shane Owens. All right. It's called Dot Heroes Whoop Whoop Ninja. Have you guys seen this?
I don't remember.
There it is in the chat.
I'm not sure. Doesn't ring a bell.
The graphics look very cool. Is this a Flappy Bird kind of game? No, it's not. No video. It's a shame.
I'm thinking it is a Flappy Birdish type of game.
It looks like it, doesn't it?
That one screen does. None of the other ones do. Oh, yeah. I'm into it, though. I'll try that one.
Looks pretty cool. They do have more than a couple games out, this company. Dot Heroes Whoop Whoop Ninja HD. That's another one they have. Interesting.
Yeah.
It's free. Can't go wrong.
Shane writes us another one. This will be the last one we do. Fellow Android App Addicts friends, first I'd like your take and clarity on the app Blipper. That's B-L-I-P-P-A-R. The concept is awesome and the video is very innovative, but when I tried it out, I didn't have the same experience. What are your thoughts? I'll put that in the chat for you. Live people and for the co-hosts. He says, another great game, new game is Jelly Jump. Check it out. Great fun. I wanted to add the funny comment Eric said about women are from Jupiter and he didn't get a single chuckle. I thought that was hilarious. I think you were referring to the book Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus by John Gray. Loving every episode. I love learning about new apps every week from you guys. Take it easy. From Shane. Now, that's before you go on, Dor, that's what I thought Eric meant too. I thought he was messing up Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, but you apparently got the right reference. Right? When Eric said girls are from Jupiter?
Well, no, not at all.
Well, who did? Somebody wrote
it. No, I did. I wrote.
Oh, Eric did. I thought Dor did. Okay. All right. So what is it, Eric?
Wait a second. Before we get to that, are you watching this video from Blipper?
No.
This is crazy. No. I can't wait to install this thing. It's hard to explain. It's like you take a picture of an inanimate object and it turns it into a game and 3D and things. It's like it takes a Wheaties box and just breaks it into its parts and the letters start coming at you. And it's really neat. I definitely need to try this game out. Flipper.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you for this.
Okay.
So that's anyway,
the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
It comes from an old third grade poem called, it's basically boys go to college to get more knowledge. Girls go to Jupiter to get more stupider. Don't you remember that?
No.
Oh, gee. Okay. I guess it must just be a Midwest thing. I don't know. Chat room, help me out. You've heard this poem,
no,
right? Eric,
no one has heard that. I love you, brah.
Okay. Maybe I made it up. I don't think so, though. I'm pretty sure it's a thing.
I am installing Blipper because this looks crazy.
Yeah.
But what I'm thinking is this might be more, dare I say, commercial thing. Because everything I'm seeing that's doing something is a product.
Oh, it does say look out for the Blipper logo. So basically some of these products that you'll find in the normal store will
have just a take Blipper a picture of anything
to interact with.
I see.
Doesn't get a lot of good good ratings. Does not work in Turkey either, but
well, forget it then.
Well, I'm going to install it and play with it just because, and I say because Jelly Jump was on my list of apps and he mentioned it. So I purposely took it out of my app listing just because I wanted somebody has to get credit once in a while instead of me stealing their thunder. It is a really good, simplistic game, but it's gorgeous. I think the cold thing game is basically you have to time your jump. You just jump up. And as you jump up, panels close, walkways shut, and you got to time your jump. So you jump up in time to catch when it closes, but not too early, not too late.
Oh, I see. Now, are you jelly or where's jelly come in?
You act jelly-ish. So sometimes the thing is getting ready to close and you can squeeze through, but then you'll like bounce and jiggle and it'll be harder to get your next jump.
You jelly, bro. You know what that means? It's like jealous. Like,
you jelly, okay, bro. Now you really? Guys.
Does it?
Huh?
Does jelly mean jealous?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, sure.
I didn't know that. Who says that?
My son. You jelly, bro?
That means, are you jealous? Uh-huh. Wow. See, let Eric tell us these things, Dory. This is what the kids are doing these days.
I'm thinking he actually got it off of Yik Yak, I'm just saying.
But I have been keeping up with Yik Yak, actually.
Well, that app got banned in a lot of places, I will say that.
Really?
Yeah, because people just kept insulting people.
Yeah.
So what?
It hasn't been all hate on there, actually. And some of it is kind of cool.
Well, that's probably because it got banned at a bunch of places. But I will say this. You guys ranted earlier this week and vented. I'm going to vent just a touch. This is part of the reason I dog food, okay? The podcasters out there that do not dog food their own product, at least sometimes, I give literally zero respect to because they're garbage, in my opinion.
Hey, man, I don't know what that means.
I don't either. I thought you meant that you took off the word eat or something.
I'm getting there. Since the beginning of time, when companies don't dog food their own product, they don't eat their own product, they don't ingest and live what they deliver, the products typically fail. Really successful products are products that come from the heart and people actually use. The people who made early Ford cars drove Ford cars. They dog fooded their own product. Podcasters who don't dog food their own product once in a while end up making garbage because they don't listen to it, or it eventually turns into garbage because they just don't care. The main reason I listen to Android App Addicts, it's I say to dog food, but it's really to catch all the jokes from Eric that I completely miss. Because at least once a week, he'll say something and it just goes right over my head. And then a couple days later, I listen to the show and I'm like, he got me.
Well, you know, for your credit, you do like, you are working to put stuff in the spreadsheet, but then you just don't listen sometimes.
I'm not going to argue. I'm not the best listener.
Yeah.
Well, no I argument. Used to be when I had a really bad speech impediment just because I didn't want to talk.
It's good to listen. Trust me.
What?
You learn things.
Yeah, and as far as me throwing jokes, I've got like 15 jokes, and I think I've used them all now, so you don't have to worry about that no more. I'm out.
We know you have more in the tank. Speaking of tanks, That's what show we're going to do on Friday. So we're going to empty the tanks. I know these guys have a lot of apps we didn't get to this week. So tune in Friday and you're going to get like fire hosed with apps. That's going to be it for Android App Addicts for today. Thanks, everyone. See you next time.